my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening on this Friday broadcast, the 27th day of February, tomorrow the 28th, and then on Sunday, we're March the 1st. It's hard to believe. Pastors and Workers Conference begins on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Watch it. Evening services, well, Sunday night is 6 o'clock. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 6:30. And it is going to be great. Early in the morning, 9 o'clock, I believe we begin. And I hope that you're part of all of that on Tuesday and Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Well, it's going to be a great day today. We're going to begin the broadcast with Dwelling in Beulah Land. The quartet sings for us. Thank you for listening on this Friday morning.
Far away the noise of strife upon my ear is falling. Then I know the sins of earth beset on every hand. Doubt and fear and things of earth in vain to me are calling. Shall move me from Beulah Land. I'm living on the mountain underneath the cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah Land. Storm of doubt upon the world is beating. Sons of men in battle long the enemy withstand. Safe am I within the castle of God's word retreating. Nothing then can reach me. Nothing then can reach me. Nothing then can reach me. Tis Beulah Land. Let the stormy breezes blow, their cry cannot alarm me. I am safely sheltered here, protected by God's hand.
And I know that
here the sun is always shining. Here there's naught can harm me. I am safe forever in Beulah Land.
Now I am
living
on the
mountain
underneath
the cloudless sky. Praise God!
I'm drinking
at the fountain
that
never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting
on the
manna
from a
bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah Land. Yes, I am feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling.
Isn't that a great song? I'm feasting on the manna, and that's where to feast. I thank God for you, dear friends. You're such an encouragement. I want to thank you today, especially for praying for our pastors and our workers' conference. 41 years, hard to believe. It's been 41 years, and God has so blessed the conference. We're excited about all those that are registered. Still not too late. Get on a plane or get in a car, and if you're in Hawaii, get in that car and drive on over here. That'd be a miracle, wouldn't it be? Well, we hope that you can come. If not, for some reason you cannot come, watch the services. It'd be great. He's still waiting by the well. This is Stephanie Eskelson and Natasha Williams. They're both graduates of Golden State, and they're wonderful girls. They sing for us today. Today we look at Hebrews 13, verse 24. Salute all them that have the rule over you. Well, we saw that earlier in verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, their behavior. And then also we see it in verse 17, obey them that have the rule. Three times we're told to obey them and listen to them and let them guide you who have the rule over you. They watch for your souls. And here's the key, as they must give an account. Not just you, they must give an account at that what they do with joy and not with grief, for it is unprofitable unto you. You know, I want to talk to you about just obedience to authority. Life is all about obeying authority. It really is. It's just finding who your authority is, then listen to it. Wives, that's your job. You find your husband. He is to be the head of the wife. He's to be the ruler, as Christ is the head of the church. He is to guide you, direct you, lead you. And a good husband, our Lord would never do anything to hurt us. A good husband would never do anything to hurt our wife and exalt himself. Never. He would deny himself. But your husband's your authority. Hey, NBC, CBS, ABC, MSNBC, how do you like that? That's a good one, isn't it? Yeah, it's a good one. It's Bible. And because we are so far away from the Bible, we don't have good homes. We don't have good leadership. People believe that you can be violent and protest violently against authority. You can't do that. We have the right to peaceably assemble. But we don't have the right to be violent, rude, unkind. And so a wife follows a husband. A husband follows God. Are you following God, sir? Are you, I just make the rules for my wife. Well, you're a fool. Because you ought to be following God so that she could follow you. Children, are you following your parents? I mean, do you listen to them? Are you following their example? Are you following how they're trying to teach you and train you? Or is everything a battle? Life ought not to be a battle. How about it? This is written to pastors. Obey them, have a rule over you, who watch for your souls, and follow their faith. Are you following a man of God? I know of churches today. Where there's no following the man of God. Instead, there's a fighting of the man of God. And here's a pastor trying to do what's right, live what's right, obey God, and lead his church. And then they've got some in the church, well, they went to Bible school for a year. Well, la-di-da, they graduated Bible school. Well, la-di-da-da. If you're a graduate of Bible school and you don't know how to follow, then you didn't listen at all in college, did you? God wants you to follow. God wants you to submit. And people that rule over us. How about governmental leaders? That policeman, he pulled me over. I wasn't speeding. I was keeping up with traffic. What's that your attitude? You got away with so much speeding in your life. I am due for a ticket. I just naturally drive fast. I don't mean to. I look down and there I am on the highway flying. And I have to slow her down. But if a police officer pulls me over, it's been probably 30 years since I've had a speeding ticket. And I was just keeping up with traffic. Well, I'm not going to fight it because I've been given so much grace. Obey them that have the rule over you who watch for your souls. Who's watching for your souls? I know your pastor is. I know your Sunday school teacher is. I know your mother is. I know your dad is. I know leadership is trying to seek what is best for your life. Then sit down and say, I am going to obey. Well, there it is. I'd like you to pray, if you will, for our pastors and workers conference. We begin on Sunday. It is going to be a great day, musically, spiritually, preaching, singing, tithing, giving of our offerings, and it's just going to be a great day. God bless you all. I thank you so very much for being our dear friends. Father, we do pray for our pastors and workers conference that it would have your touch, your blessing. I thank you so much for the fact that we have people praying for us and supporting us. And I pray that God, you would do a great work. May it be reflected in America as we seek to lift up the name of Jesus. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.